succeed. So
Russ Davis, join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says authorities have captured fugitive drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who escaped from prison through a secret underground tunnel 7 months ago.
Su localización, seguimiento.
The president said the discovery, the pursuit, and recapture are the results of the joint work of the intelligence, security, and prosecutors of the Justice Departments of the Mexican state. Guzman was first captured in 1993, but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There is no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkish troops on training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. At least 17 Islamic State militants were killed in clashes in Nineveh. Around 150 Turkish troops were deployed to the base to help train local Iraqi fighters to eventually retake the nearby town of Mosul, which is held by IS. Iraq's central government says their presence is a violation of its sovereignty. Islamic State has a new front, an established foothold in Libya from where they can move further into Africa as well as Europe. While the Islamic State had had a presence in Libya since the late 2014, they had recently solidified their control of the coastal city of Sirte. This is VOA News. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a police officer as he sat in a marked car in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says the 33-year-old officer was struck 3 times in the left arm, but managed to fire back and hit the 30-year-old Richard Archer, who was later apprehended. Suspect said he carried out the attack because of his Islamic beliefs. However, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said the attack was nothing to do with Islam.
That is abhorrent. It's terrible, and it does not represent the religion in any way, shape, or form, or any of its teachings. This is a criminal with a stolen gun who tried to kill one of our officers. It has nothing to do with being a Muslim or following the Islamic faith.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following the Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris and France and San Bernardino, California. Authorities say the suspect in the Thursday shooting claimed to have carried out the incident in the name of the Islamic State and that he does follow Allah. U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoils and other headwinds. On the larger financial page, key Chinese stock indexes posted strong gains on Friday, while other stock markets were mixed, and a wave of late selling pummeled U.S. stock sales and pushed the market to its worst week in 4 years. The Powerball lottery jackpot in the U.S. has reached a record this week, $800 million. The next drawing is later tonight. Alberto Pimienta reports the huge jackpot has the people lining up for hours of a chance to win instant wealth.
For the first time in American history, someone could win $800 million in the Powerball lottery. Hundreds of thousands of people around the nation are lining up, sometimes for hours, to get their tickets. The previous record was $656 million in 2012 in the Mega Millions lottery. And even though the odds of winning is 1 in 292 million, people already have plans about what they would do with the money.
Pay off all my debt, buy a new home.
Be honest with you, I'll probably give most of it away.
I would pay Donald Trump to drop out of the race.
If there's no lucky ticket on Saturday, the prize could go up to $1 billion for the next drawing. Alberto Pimienta for VOA News, Washington.
And President Obama has vetoed legislation that would repeal major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host, and four greats of jazz history. NEA Jazz Master Anthony Braxton, pianist Monty Alexander, pianist Dick Hyman, and Grammy nominee guitarist Bill Frisell will remember Willis Conover. If you've listened to jazz on Voice of America over the years, the name Willis Conover rings sweetly in your ears, I'm sure. For over 40 years, Willis Conover presented jazz on VOA, and it was my great honor to follow in his footsteps. Well, I wear size 15 shoes, but I still don't think that I can follow in the massive footsteps of Willis Conover. He left such an incredible, indelible legacy. I'm doing the best I can, but to follow Willis, well, quite a daunting task. I hope that I entertain you and give you some wonderful music and insight into the world of jazz. Willis did it as well as anybody ever could, and also taught many people how to speak English with that distinctive, articulate voice of his. Well, we'll celebrate Willis Conover on this edition of Jazz America, but to begin this edition of the show, let's celebrate one of the greats of jazz history who was born this month on the 10th of January in 1924 in the southern and eastern state of North Carolina. The great Max Roach, the master drummer, was born. He died at the age of 83 in New York City, and New York was important to him. As a young man, he came to the Manhattan School of Music to study percussion. And did he learn his lessons well or what? The answer to that is yes. He started working with some of the greats of jazz history and became one of the greats himself. He became one of the masters of bebop drums, and here's a taste of what he was up to in New York as in Town Hall, one of the great halls of New York City. On the 22nd of June in 1945, he joined an all-star cast including Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Al Haig on piano, and Curly Russell on the bass, and Max Roach on the drums, kicking off this classic song, Hot House by Tad Dameron, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Is more than gay. Say that things are jumping, leaves no single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear somebody shout.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come on, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Piano's thumping, dancers bumping. Come on, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The great pianist Jason Moran, with bassist and vocalist Michelle Indegacello joining with him to sing The Joint Is Jumpin', from the 2014 release All Rise, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller. The present and the past coming together in a new version of a classic song. You hear quite a bit of that here on VOA's Jazz America. Well, you're going to hear jazz improvisation with a little bit of a Caribbean flavor as we talk to one of the four artists that'll join us on this edition of Jazz America to help us remember Willis Conover. At the 2014 Montreal Jazz Festival, I had the great honor of spending some time with the master pianist, composer, and band leader, and national treasure from Jamaica, the man from Kingston, Monty Alexander. Here's some of that conversation right now. Well, I asked for 15 minutes, and I've stolen 22 minutes of your valuable time and your life.
This
which is
as valuable, and I just want to let you know, Voice of America means a great deal to me and all the immigrants come to this country. And I tell you, I had the honor of being on his show on several occasions with Willis Conover.
Willis Conover.
And this goes back to the 70s. And I used to play in D.C. at Blues Alley, where I still go, where I go this Christmas, New Year's for the umpteenth time. And that little club that has had so much great music. And I remember being on Willis Conover's show, and of course, you know, what he did to make America more beloved all around the world, how important it is, you know.
That rings sweetly in my ears. He did 40 years of jazz on Voice of America, and this 4th of July is my 15th year, and I'm pleased and honored to have you on the program. And like I said, I've taken some of your valuable time, which has gone on for 70 years now, and I don't know what Mr. Monty Alexander's having for lunch, but waiter, I'll have some of that because he looks like a child. Now, there may be a little snow on the roof, but that doesn't mean there's no fire in the fireplace. Monty Alexander, thank
Man,
you so much.
You're a smooth dude. in the good way. And I thank you very much for inviting me on your program, Russ.
Thank
and
you.
Hope we'll be running into each other many more times in the future. Maybe one day down in Ocho Rios, right?
Port Antonio's the only place I've never been. That's where I want to go. I hear it's very peaceful there.
It still rings of days of yore, as they say, because it's one of those untrafficked parts of Jamaica, you know, of course, Montego Bay, Negril, Orcheras became every visitor wanted to go there because they merchandised well, you know, sandals but Port Antonio, where one of my childhood heroes of the movies, Errol Flynn, found a second home there and spent his last years just enjoying life how he did. And he had an influence on how Port Antonio became snazzy, if you will.
I'll meet you in Mandeville. It's a little cooler there.
Well, I went to school. Mandeville is my school grounds. And I have fun and not so fun memories of being a schoolboy there. But it's a beautiful part of Jamaica.
Yeah, good coffee, too. Okay, we could go on. More later. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Russ. All the best.
Well, Mr. Alexander and I just gave you a quick travel log of Jamaica. Maybe if you go visit there, you'll know where to go for what you'd like to experience. Well, now let's experience some Jamaican jazz. From his album Stir It Up, the music of Bob Marley, here is Monty Alexander with Jammin' on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Well, we've all probably heard the phrase, one man band. Well, that certainly applies with what you just heard. Maybe the first great master of solo piano in jazz, Art Tatum, with Nice Work If You Can Get It, recorded in 1949. And he sounded like an entire orchestra all by himself with those two amazing hands of his and one piano. Hope you enjoyed that. And coming up, Anthony Braxton, NEA Jazz Master, will give us some of his thoughts about Willis Conover, the great presenter of jazz on VOA. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's one that I received recently, which reads as follows. I love listening to your program whenever I am able. It is marvelous. You usually invite us the latest music. I was wondering if you could invite us some jazz music from Billie Holiday or Nina Simone. I love both of them. Berahun Mekonnenen from Ethiopia. Well, Berahun, I would be very happy to play for you the music of Billie Holiday. If you want to hear something from the past, but also something from the present, then I've got just what you'd like, I think. Here's Billie Holiday from the album Remixed and Reimagined, with some of her classic music brought up to date for the 21st century in a remix setting. Here's her great song, I Hear Music, just for you, on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky, the drinking of the coffee right nearby.
Thank you.
The Man from Chicago and some special guests joining with him live in his adopted hometown of Los Angeles at the Knitting Factory there, Herbie Hancock, the master keyboardist, NEA jazz master, composer, band leader, musical luminary, and his special guest, trumpeter Wallace Roney, joining with him for a very electric version of the song Butterfly. Now, that is a rarity that I don't think you'll hear very often, except maybe here on VOA's Jazz America. That came from the DVD of that live performance at the Knitting Factory in Los Angeles a few years ago, called Future to Future Live, from his album Future to Future. Herbie Hancock hails from Chicago, and so does another of our special guests on this edition of Jazz America, NEA Jazz Master Anthony Braxton, who joins us now to share some thoughts about VOA's legendary jazz presenter Willis Conover. At a recent event celebrating his Tricentric Foundation, the organization he created to support his music and the music of other very creative young musicians, I had a chance to chat with him, and here's some of that conversation now.
And so I'm a very lucky guy to be an American, to have discovered music, to be a part of the Tricentric Foundation, and then to meet a guy like yourself who knows the American master, Willis Conover, because we know who Mr. Conover is. He was of the vibrational caliber that made everyone look at themselves and pledge to work harder. Because this guy was serious, he was dedicated, he loved our country, he loved the creativity from our country.
Yes.
And so because of the men and women who have brought us to this point, we have a responsibility to try to push things forward, especially in the complex time cycles.
Yes.
We have a responsibility to try to not so much bring clarity to complexity, but to do our work and to have it in its space so that it can be experienced, embraced, or rejected. That's all I've ever wanted. Not to have everyone like the music, because that's not going to happen. Nor will everyone hate the music, because that won't happen. That's not how life is. But what we want is for the spirits who can hear it to be able to hear it. After that, everything else takes care of itself. And so as an old Paul Desmond, Warren Marsh guy, as an old Albert Eiler, James Reese Europe guy, I must say, hooray for life, hooray for meeting new friends, and we just keep going forward.
And here's a taste of Anthony Braxton's music, as he certainly does push jazz and music in general forward. The song is Opus 51 in F on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Al DiMeola, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
meets West, as it often does in the music of Al Di Meola, with Istanbul from the album The Infinite Desire. More of our salute to Willis Conover next hour on Jazz America. Stay tuned.